He fell in the middle of the wide, dusty road, in the full glare of the hot sun. His master gave him kicks with his heavy wooden shoes and blows with his whip, but Petrashi did not move. He lay as if dead in the white summer dust. After a while, finding his blows useless, the peddler thought that Petrashi was dead. So he took off the harness and kicked the dog aside into the grass. Then he pushed the cart lazily along the road. Jean Das finds Petrashi. It was a busy row that day, and hundreds of people on foot and on mules, in wagons and in carts, went by. Some saw the poor beast, most did not even look. All passed on. After a time, there came along the road a little old man who was bent and lame and very feeble. He saw Petrashi and paused. Then he knelt down in the grass and weeds of the ditch and looked at the dog with eyes full of pity. There was with the old man a little rosy, fair-haired child who toddled in among the tall weeds and stood gazing upon the great quiet beast. Thus it was that these two first met, the little Nello and the big Petrashi.